cakes or hot cakes.
And so you're talking about eggs. How'd you usually have your eggs?
Most of the time they were just fried. But I prefer mine poached.
How do you do that?
Well, I bring my water to a boil and then remove the pot from the fire. Break my egg and drop it in and let it stand for about 3 minutes. That's the way I like mine.
And what do you usually call the inside part of the egg, not the white, but
the yolk.
And what color is that?
Yellow.
And let's see, anything else I was going to ask you about different kind of breads and so forth? What's the usual term that you have for thing you might have for breakfast now, round with a hole in the middle?
A donut.
And we talked a little earlier about some of the names for stuff in the house. What about in your grandparents' bedroom? What kind of furniture would they have?
I think in grandmother's bedroom, there was what we'd call an iron bedstead. An old-fashioned iron bedstead, and most of the time the mattresses they would have car springs, and the mattresses were made homemade. So many of them they'd raise their own cotton and make their own mattresses. And then she would have what you call a side washboard. Anyway, she had a great big bowl and pitcher there. They didn't have the bathrooms and so forth. She kept that on her bedroom, and then she had a dresser with a mirror.
What would she hang her clothes?
Most of the time she had just a little closet like. It wasn't not the type we have today, but it was it would answer the same purpose.
Was it something you could like move?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a portable closet.
Did you ever see pieces of furniture, the pieces of furniture where you can fold clothes and put in the, what do you call that?
Chest of drawers.
And you ever seen something kind of like that, except you can also hang clothes in it too? It has a little compartment for hanging clothes as well as things for folding. Ever heard anybody talk about pieces of furniture called wardrobe, or chiffarobe, anything like that?
A chiffarobe.
What was that like?
My aunt had one that had two doors on each side, and they had mirrors in them. And it was footed, it had legs to it. And then the center, it had the little drawers. But you had to have a little money to have afford things like that. It was more a ritzy life.
And let's see, what would your term usually say for, the room there between the ceiling and the top of the house, what would you call that?
The attic.
And what about things that you pull down to keep the light?
Shades. Window shades.
And let's see. What about in the kitchen? What would you have in there besides the wood stove?
Oh, there was always a table. She called it her side table where she made bread. She used to have her make the bread in a wooden bowl, great big wooden bowl-like, and from time to time they would sift that flour from and leave it and spread some kind of a cloth over it, a dish towel or something, and leave it. And each time they'd go in, they'd make bread right over and over and over in the same bowl, and she'd make it on this table. There was one side table that she used only for bread. And then they had a work table in the middle of the kitchen that she worked on. And she had a little table that she and Granddaddy always ate their breakfast.